Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Hey Alberto, how are you? It's Garrett.
Hi, Garrett. I'm good. How are you?
All right. I meant to call you earlier, but I had to go get some work done. I had to go get some work done on the car. Let me hurry up and get back. So I'm calling you because I wanted to explain to you what happened with the gap that you see on my time card. So it was what was that, Mom? Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday. Wednesday late night, my mom fell out of the bed.
Okay.
So she was saying she was all right, but she was really complaining like she had a headache. Da, da, da. So I'm like, well, you want to go to the hospital? And then, so she was like, no, I'll see how I feel in the morning, because it was like 3:30, quarter to 4 in the morning. She was calling my name. I thought I was dreaming because I kept hearing somebody like, "Dad," and when I'm like, "Yo," and nobody saying nothing. And then every time I'm like, maybe I'm dreaming. And I the nose back off. They call me again. So I wound up getting up, going there, help her get up. So I said, "Mom, dad, you want to go to the hospital?" So she's like, "No, nah, I'm gonna see how I feel in the morning." So was there no or was there Tuesday, Mom? Oh, it was Tuesday. Okay, so it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Wednesday. So Wednesday, she never went. She took a shower and she stayed home. So Thursday, her nurse came. So she was telling her nurse about what had happened. So her nurse was like, "Look, you're on blood thinners. You really should go to the hospital and get checked out because that's not really good." So she was like, "If you go to the, if you know what I mean, if you was to go to the hospital, would you go?" So my mom was like, "Yeah," she convinced her to go to the hospital and all that. So I said, "All right," so, you know what I mean? My mom got dressed and all that. And I took her over to the hospital. So I stayed with my mom and went to the hospital. So I think around about 4:30, because we was in the emergency room for a long time. My mom went, I think we went over, we started getting ready to go like 9:30 when the nurse came, because she cut her visit short. So I think like about 4:30, quarter to 5, they told my mom they still waiting, they were waiting on the room for her because they were going to a nurse. So they was like, "Yeah, we're gonna admit your mom if you need to like get her some stuff or go home or get her something like that." So I said, "All right." So now I already knew they were gonna keep my mom. So by the time I got home from because my mom didn't go to Riddle this time, because last time she went, she lost her shoe, her chain, and all that. So she was like, "No, I don't want to go there." So I took her to Penn Medical down in Philly, down 30, it's like 38th and Preston or something like that, right off of Market Street. So by the time I got home, it was about time. It was around that time for me to go ahead and clock out. So they kept her. So that was Thursday. So they kept her Friday. So you're gonna see I didn't clock in on Friday, and they released her on Saturday. But by the time they released her, it was like probably like 4 to 5, 5, something like that. So it wasn't even no need for me to go ahead and clock in for Saturday. So I just clocked back in on Sunday. So that's why you see the 2 day gap there, because they kept her overnight. Well, they kept her for 2 days here because she went Thursday, so she stayed like Friday, so she stayed like a day and a half. So that's
Okay.
why you'll see the gap. So she's
Okay,
home.
Gary.
So I got it's like a severe watch on my mom now. So I got her sleeping in the living room now and on the couch bed that I bought her. I got her looking to get in her hospital bed and all of that, because the bed that my mom has is just too high. And with that situation happening, you know what I mean? That late at night. Good. I'm glad that it happened and it was late. And it wasn't like in the morning time or like the afternoon she was taking a nap or something. I would have ran out to go to the store or do something like, 'cause then I wouldn't have been home. So it's like now I have to be up under my mom all the time now. All the time now. Like I have to, so we both sleep in the living room now. I have to. And I gotta try to get her a hospital bed or something.
Okay, Garrett. What we're going to do, is it possible for you to send me or could you please repeat the name of the hospital that the member was admitted to?
I think it's, Mom, is it really, is it called, they call it Penn Medical now, but isn't the original name of it Presbyterian, or that's not it? It's really called Presbyterian, but they changed the name to it. It's called Penn Medical. No, the phone did not, and the car boarded up, remember? Yes, it is. I know it's on 38th and Preston.
The couch.
No, that's Preston.
Okay.
You got a white mom, you got a tumor in your Jesus. Another one?
That one, the blood clot that was
dead,
it formed into a tumor.
Oh, God.
It formed into a tumor.
So now the blood clot that was blown her head and formed into a tumor. Oh,
God. Garrick, I know just in order to, you know, continue the process, is it possible for you to transfer me over to the member, to Miss Mary, so I can confirm that she's back home and she's receiving services?
Yeah, she's gonna have to get up out of that bed, because I'm on the throne, on my speaker. Mom, you're gonna have to come and get my phone. I'm on the throne. She's gonna come and get the phone.
Yeah, I'm on all my
clothes. She's
going to get that
done. She said she's coming. Girl, she... By the time I knew she was staying, well, I knew Thursday she was going to stay. I thought she was going to come home Friday, but she didn't come home Friday. So I couldn't call y'all on Saturday. Y'all not there on the weekend. So I was just like, I'll call you.
All right,
here she goes.
But thank you so much for calling me.
No problem.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon. Is this Miss Mary?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Miss Mary. I hope you are doing okay today. I'm much better,
thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to speak with you because Garrick mentioned that you were admitted to the hospital, and due to, you know, the process here in the company, I just want to confirm that you are back home and that he is providing services to you.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Round the clock service he has to do now. Yes, he is.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to confirm that with you, so. I can complete everything in the system, okay? But thank you so much to both of you for calling me to let me know. I'll send the report about the hospitalization, okay? Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. And I said to Garrick, I really don't want a sweatshirt.
Thank
you, warm.
You're welcome, Miss Mary. And, well, I hope you have a good recovery, and thank you so much for calling me. I'll follow up on the report of the hospitalization.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You have a good one, okay? All right, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Alberto.
Okay, Garrett, thank you so much for your help and for letting
me know.
You're
welcome, bud. Thank you.
Bye-bye.